Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Who knows? If I can twist his arm, we might just keep him for the next 2 hours to ride shotgun with us. I remember back in 1996, I was more of a, you know, super right-wing conservative. I remember delivering Pat Buchanan signs around town. And I remember pulling up to the house, and the first time I met him, it was a city council member, just then former city council member, George Humphreys, delivering Pat Buchanan signs to his yard. And the Buchananite I was with said, yeah, this guy's a big liberal, but he's for Buchanan. Yeah, back then people still couldn't get the shift in political paradigms. And, of course, he's a successful businessman, author, documentary filmmaker, and a good friend of mine. And he knew about the New World Order back then when I was, you know, anti-Federal Reserve, anti-UN, but I hadn't really gotten the full paradigm yet. And so George, I guess, had woken up a few years before that. And so George is going to be here today talking about what's coming up with Iran, what's happening with the banking system, how it really works, what's happening with the police state, just a host of issues. And coming up in 20 minutes, we will open the phones up and take your calls, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. George, thank you so much for being here with us, my friend.
Alex, it's always a pleasure, man. I've known you now for almost 10 years, and the growth that you have had and your presence and your knowledge and what you've done, a lot of you hear Alex Jones, he kind of blusters and yells. This guy is a sweetheart. He's lots and lots of fun. He's got the sweetest smile there is. And the reason he's doing it, because he's got the heart the size of Texas.
And, oh, please.
No, it's really, really true. And this guy is, besides that, he's a warrior. And I love that. And there's not many warriors left. And that's what he is doing, what I am doing, what others are doing, doing our best to instill the truth, the message of what is really going on in this country of ours, in this world of ours, in the massive, massive, massive corruption. And unless each and every person who is listening really wakes up to their own power and to the Alex Jones energy within inside of them, we're cooked. But we're going to do it because his energy, my energy, your energy, it's contagious. We're telling the truth. We love this country. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in the Republic. And we believe in the goodness of people. And that's why we're here.
What are some of the things I mentioned some of the things I'd like you to talk to us today about, George, but what are some of the issues you want to cover?
Well, dadgum, Alex, I'm just like you. I could close my eyes and press a button and talk for 10 hours on almost any of these issues. But quite clearly, the 5-year anniversary of 9/11 is coming. And 9/11 was a momentous and evil and horrible, horrible, horrible event. And at the other end of the spectrum, it is the segue. It is the power elite, whatever you want to call these, the political Zionists, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call these rascals, they went too far. It's so easy to bust them on this one. I mean, every month there's more and more and more information coming out. And I can tell the listeners that on the day of 9/11, Alex was at Austin Community Television saying, this is a scam. I was down there 3 days later saying, this is a scam. I had my book, Uncommon Sense, come out 3 months later saying, this is a scam. Alex was out there. He was on the forefront saying, what is the truth here? Let's really look at the issues. And at the time, that took a lot of courage. I had a lot of very, very, very dear friends who are good people who got in my face and who got so mad at me.
I remember even people that ran, some of the folks that ran your show got upset and yelled at me in the hallway the day of 9/11 and said, how dare you say this?
Right, exactly. And thank God is that most of these people have come around and now understand. And we are turning the tide. Friends who are listening out there, Alex has gone over the information ad nauseum, but we're going to keep doing it because this is the break in the dam. If we can get people to understand.
They gamble and they're going to lose. We'll be right back, George.
Yeah.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
August 30th, 2006 edition. We've got George Humphreys, economist by training, a degree in economics, also former Austin City Council member, documentary filmmaker, author, and a good friend of mine. He was fighting the New World Order before anybody even knew what it was here in Austin, Texas, and we're so honored to have him here today with us. I want to get into Israel and Haaretz reporting that they have appointed a wartime general. They're saying they are preparing to go to war against Iran. They are really doing it. The propaganda is at a maximum burn right now. I want to go into why the globalists, why the New World Order wants war, what war is really all about. I want to talk about 9/11, the five-year anniversary coming up. We're also going to open the phones up. But, George, a few weeks ago you were in, and I gave you a copy of Terror Storm, my new film I just released, and I do want to get your take on it and your honest analysis of the film. You've seen all my films. What do you think of Terror Storm?
Alex, I've said this probably 30 times on my television show, is that you make my job so much easier. And I'll tell you what, Alex is really, he's the icebreaker. And I love all the information. And his new movie, Terror Storm, is not, I had 15 people over at my house the other night, and we all watched it. And some of them were Alex fans, some of them weren't. And at the end of the movie, every single person clapped. And they all said it was the very finest job you've ever done, and not only the best you've ever done, but very, very informative and very entertaining and just A number one. Good job, Alex.
Well, I just hope that people will see the film. I hope we'll get the high-quality DVD that we've produced. I hope they'll make copies of it aggressively. But we've also uploaded it for free to Google Video. There's a lot of bad copies of it on Google Video. You need to find the one that says deluxe or high quality. And we have links to that on Infowars.com. Rents.com's got a big link to it. You can also link to it over at JonesReport.com. Now, if you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership, and get an even higher quality version, because Google downloads it a bit, but I am a little bit upset that the bad quality versions that people uploaded wrong are all over the web. That's what millions of people are now watching. Help us get the high-quality version out to people that is much more watchable online.
Well, let me interrupt you there. I've got a nice new flat screen. It's a big flat screen. It's worth the money to buy a DVD from Alex at Infowars.com and to watch it and have your friends come on over. Now, Alex, you are wonderful that you are having people download this for free. And if you get the copy from you, it is so well done. It's so professional. And then you can possibly burn it from there. But have your friends come on over. Have 5, 10, 15 of your friends come over and have some popcorn or whatever and watch it. And it's a very interesting, well-done, professional movie.
Well, we did it in the modern format, fast-moving, a lot of graphics, a lot of information, because we know the general public has lost their attention span. And, you know, we did put it together so that the general public would like it.
Yeah, it's just super. And your movie, and along with other documentaries and books that have come out and are coming out, are absolutely blowing the lid off of any defense that anybody has for the fairy tale that's called the 9/11 Commission Report or the government story. Friends,
George, we know we're in a race. We know we're in a race to wake people up to 9/11. Why are we in a race?
Well, for a lot of reasons, but it's very, very clear to anybody who studied that the next Hegelian event, which is thesis, antithesis, synthesis, or in English, problem, reaction, solution, is coming up. We've got an election coming up in November, and I wouldn't put it past these rascals to have something in the next two to six weeks.
Everybody's seeing that in the tea leaves.
Yeah. I mean, now, if it doesn't happen, we need to say a special prayer and say thank God. But clearly, from Randy Weaver to Oklahoma and Waco to the TWA flight to this and to what happened in England, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the power elite, whatever you want to call these folks, I call them the rascals sometimes, they're getting desperate. They know that the number of people waking up, and so their only defense is fear. Their only defense is fear. And we have to go forward boldly and with confidence, with the facts, with the objective facts. We don't have to improvise. We don't have to make the things bigger than they are. We can understate everything. But it is so obvious and provable that not only 9/11, but dozens and dozens and dozens of other events in the last 5 years have all been set up by rogue elements within the American government or the world government to push us toward slavery, a one-world economy, a one-world currency, and the control of all of the petrochemicals around the world. It is amazing, folks. And what we're dealing with is so big, the matrix is so subtle, that I study this every day, and almost once a week, my shift, something comes up and I go, oh my goodness, I can't believe it's that big right now. And Alex is talking about it. I'm talking about it, my television show. There's Radio Free Austin, there's Genesis, there's Republic Broadcasting, there's all these great new books. And I want to say a little plug for my book. It's 9/11, The Great Illusion. That's just coming out in a new updated version. As a matter of fact, I'm picking it up today.
Greg, we'll be carrying it here. We carry all your stuff.
Absolutely. And we'll go into that in a little bit. But Alex has said this over and over and over again. It is not going to be a battle of guns or lead at this moment, and hopefully never. It's going to be about information, and the information is out there. And for any of those thick heads who don't want to hear about it, as Jesus said, don't cast pearls before swine. Go to the people who are at least somewhat open-minded. And if you have Alex's books or tapes or my books or tapes, you can give this to them, and you can absolutely prove beyond a doubt that 9/11 was a masquerade, was an illusion, was part of the gambit to create the fear element throughout this planet. And they're doing an incredible job. But the dam is breaking right now. And it's not up to Alex or me now. We're doing our job. Every single one of you.
Yeah, the ball is in the people's court. Yes. You talk about them overreaching, and they certainly did overreach because they've gotten away with so many other incredible hoaxes. But I wonder why they miscalculated, because clearly they've miscalculated, and they're pretty freaked out now that the majority of Americans believe 9/11 is an inside job.
Well, clearly within the Illuminati, there's always polarities within the Illuminati, and the neocons represent the most aggressive, immature element of the neocon vampire organization, and they're just too cocky, and they've overreached. And this is, you know, their old saying: if you don't learn by history, you're going to repeat it. And they have not learned. They have gone too far. They have stretched their supply lines. They have lied too often. And the facts are there. And friends, at first, this was very, very, it still is very scary to me, but as Alex and I were saying, it is a great and wonderful time to be alive right now.
Now, we were talking during the break. It's just, I mean, we're at a major crossroads. We're living in some of the most important historical developments ever.
Yeah, and it's fun to be in body right now, so that, you know, and if you do believe in truth and justice, and if you believe in God, and if you believe in the Republic, and you believe in goodness to other people, it is a wonderful time to be alive, to share the truth, to get out there and not be afraid, and not be hateful or to be angry, but not to be hateful, but to carry this information saying, look, we as human beings, not just as Texans, not just as Americans, but as human beings, we have some very significant choices in front of us.
We do. I mean, look, the New World Order using 9/11, as I say, is their big foundation event, and they're openly telling us what they're going to do. Get rid of our country entirely. Flood us with unlimited foreigners to turn us into a third world cesspool. CPS is increasing the number of children they grab every week. They're now trying to force more and more deadly vaccines on the public. All of this, they want to baste all the meat in viruses. They want to put more and more mercury in them. I mean, there are thousands of things they're doing. They want the police state so they can force more and more of these horrors on us. I mean, we don't have a choice here, folks. There's no easy way out, as I won't back down states.
Yeah, and I think it was Johnny Cash who was singing, I won't back down. Was that Johnny Cash?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that song by Tom Petty's my, I love rock and roll, and he's my one of my very favorites. But I'll tell you what, we don't need to back down. Our numbers are growing, but we have to at this moment, right now, if every single one of you can commit to connecting with at least two people a day for the every day between now and September 11th. I figure that about 2.5% of the population of this country kind of gets it about 9/11. But until we get to about 5% of the population where we have a critical mass, no matter how much information we know, we have to increase our numbers.
Let's talk about the numbers when we get back.
Yeah. More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
All right. promise to go to your calls in this segment. When we come back, I want to specifically get into how the neocons are trying to engineer World War III right now. George Humphreys is our guest. Let's go ahead and talk to Brandon in Ohio. Brandon, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just want to say, first off, I was 6 years in the Air Force, and it makes me sad to hear when people terrorize this woman up in Connecticut, you know, to think that, you know, I thought I was doing something good for my country, and here we got people back here saying, oh, support the war, but yet they're going to attack this woman. That's one of our...
Yeah, they're attacking the basic tenets. They're saying there is no free speech. You shouldn't have free speech. America is all about no freedom. No, America is about freedom. You people are the traitors, the people that intimidate folks that are trying to tell the truth.
Exactly. And I especially want to thank you and her, Alex. I mean, you're doing a great job. I've been hooked since around, you know, springtime, so... I just had two things I wanted to say. First was, I wonder if you heard the radio interview with Davin Coburn on the Charles Goyette show. And
a lot of people have been bringing up that interview where they had the Popular Mechanics people on.
Yes.
And where they were, where the Popular Mechanics hit piece with Hearst Publishing, they were bumbling all around.
Yes, and that David Coburn, he said that they knew the hijackers, you know, it was them because they had DNA evidence.
Which is totally made up. And then they also claim that they had photos of Building 7 being hit by the North Tower, but they can't show them to us. We have photos all the way around the building. It wasn't hit by the North Tower.
But what I say is, I wonder, I mean, if they do have the DNA evidence, I mean, what terrorist just walks in and doctor says, hey, I've got to do a terrorist attack next week. Here's my DNA so you can identify me later.
Sir, I mean, the government claimed that passports fell out of the fire, and then it turned out the names were fakes. They said, oh, just forget that story. I mean, it's clear evidence of them planning the passports. George, you want to comment?
Yeah, the amazing thing is that for the last 4.5 years on my television show and my radio shows, I have put out an offer that I would debate any newscaster, any politician, anybody who supports the story of 9/11. And I know that Alex has done the same thing.
And Popular Mechanics has said they will not come on the show.
And not one, and I've sent my book out to over 1,000 elected representatives saying we can discuss the details, we won't argue, we'll have a very, very gentlemanly conversation, and we will talk about the facts. Not one single newscaster, not one single politician has even responded.
I had one other thing, Alex, that I wanted to talk about real quick.
Sure.
As far as the Popular Mechanics goes, I saw a thing by in the claim that, you know, WTC-7 was brought down by fire. They in the Popular Mechanics article, there was a Shahid Samad or something from the NIST or whatever that they highlighted, and he quoted that there was no firefighting in WTC-7. But Larry Silverstein said, we had firefighters in there, and we said to pull them or whatever instead of the whole we brought the building down dealy. So there's just another, like, conflict of stories, you know. NIST says there was no firefighting. Larry Silverstein says
there was
firefighting.
That's right. I appreciate your call, Brandon. Good to have you on board with us here in the Fight for Humanity. It's simple. In the PBS documentary, Rebuilding America's Defenses from 2000, okay, they clearly state in there that that afternoon we had such a loss of life, the building was on fire, we made the decision to pull it, then they gave that order, and we watched the building go down. The next scene in the film, or about two scenes later, it shows them going, getting ready to pull Building 6, months after when they're demolishing the wreckage of the other buildings that burned for days but didn't collapse. So it's a known definition of pull it. Silverstein said it. Firefighters and others said they were told to get back that day they were going to pull it. Then Silverstein, 2 years after we broke this story, said, okay, all I'm going to say is we meant we pulled the firefighters out. Okay, there were never firefighters in there. They never fought the fire. So, yes, it's a total and complete lie. George?
Yeah, and it's just a fact. And I have a cousin who was working for J.P. Morgan, who was on the top floor of building number 7 at the time, and he saw not one but both the planes hit the buildings, and he was one of the last people to get out of the building. The firefighters were pulled out of the building at approximately 12:25. There were no firefighters there. What Larry Silverstein has said is an absolute fabrication of the truth. And if you have the owner of the building saying on tape that they're going to bring down the building, what more evidence? And the
he said we made the decision to bring down the building.
Yes.
We got the clip. We played it like 50 times. We can play it again.
Yeah, and And then you have the firemen out in front saying the building is going to come down. They knew what was going to happen. It's absolutely provable. And the 9/11 Commission report absolutely ignored this.
Well, they also have given five different reasons, seven collapsed. Now they've withdrawn the fifth a few months ago. Mm-hmm. They just say, we don't know why.
Right, right. And in your movie where you show where it's crimping, you've probably done the best job of anybody explaining how building number 7 came down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to go back to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. And the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. My websites are Infowars.com and Infowars.net, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv and now JonesReport.com. Before we do that, I want to get into Iran. Why the globalists need war, why they want war. It's another case of problem, reaction, solution. I also want to remind you that we carry all of George Humphrey's books and videos and books on tape at the online shopping cart at Infowars.com. His 9/11, The Great Illusion, Your Choice, Fear, or Love is a great little color booklet that is one of the best primers for a public that won't spend a lot of time reading or educating themselves. They're very inexpensive when you get them in bulk from us. and also some of his great 9/11 books on tape we have, and also the 9/11 film he produced that we carry is excellent as well. And again, it's available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. George, also give the listeners your website.
Fearorlove.com, fearorlove.com, and my good friend Leah Lewis is in charge there, and she is a lovely, lovely person, and she will take care of you and will get you good information. So either buy it through InfoWars.com or Fear or Love, and you'll get great information at a low cost, and you can use this to convince your friends of the truth.
Absolutely. And you also authorize folks, or Leah Lewis does, to make copies of the videos?
Absolutely. And the prices are so basically so low that you won't need to. But if you want to, absolutely, because we're not doing this for the money. I can guarantee you that. We're not doing it for the money.
Well, I know you're not, George.
Well, I know you're not either. I know with the energy you've got, you could be making a lot more bucks someplace else. But the point is that a lot of good patriots around the country are working their tails off to get this information out. And if you can just avail yourself of buying Terror Storm from Alex or buying 9-1-1, The Great Illusion from Alex, and I'll tell you what, my documentary was one of the first ones out with Alex's and Eric Huffschmidt's, and I look back on the things that Eric and myself and Alex did 3 years ago, and they're still just cutting edge. If you show this movie to anybody, you're going to hook them.
Absolutely. Well, I had the emergency release of Road to Tyranny out 3 weeks after 9/11, and then in February I had the official Road to Tyranny out. Then, of course, we made Masters of Terror, Road to Tyranny, and all of these films are really still more cutting edge than a lot of the new films that are coming out. Okay, we're going to go back to the calls here in a moment, but we have Haaretz here today, the big Israeli newspaper, where the government, the defense minister, has appointed a general to, quote, run the war with Iran that they say may be any day now. Why does Israel want to attack Iran? I mean, obviously they're not a threat compared to all the other countries in the area like Pakistan, North Korea, China, Russia. Israel has 400 to 600 nukes, fifth biggest military in the world. Why are they so hyping this? Why do they want this war so bad? And what will it mean if they're able to get us into this war?
Well, because of fear and ignorance, the Israel, you know, the thing about it is the majority of the Israeli people are waking up to the truth. They realize that their government.
That's right. This war is about suppressing them.
Yeah, absolutely. They are getting.
Getting them into a primitive war, yeah, where the people will serve the government. Same thing here.
Yeah, and absolutely, Israel cannot win this thing. I mean, they just cannot win this thing.
And Bush has said, we'll go along. We're going to be drug in.
And the point, and I know a lot of good Israeli people who are fighting this, and there needs to be a lot more good Americans and especially Jewish Americans who wake up and say enough is enough, because the leaders of the ADL, the leaders of these groups, of the neocons, they are out of their minds. They are either drunk with power or they are so scared or something is going on with these people. And they are like vampires. And they are.
Well, we know it's a real split. Yeah. The split started 4 years ago on the eve of the Gulf War in Bilderberg. Now it's expanded. And there, and this even leaked out in mainstream news, there were screaming matches between the European contingent and the U.S., English, Israeli contingent. And the majority of the Bilderberg group, you know, they want world government. They want population reduction. They're evil. They're just more calculated and cold-blooded. And they're telling the neocons, you guys are really upsetting the whole apple cart here.
Right.
And again, why are the neocons so out of control?
Well, the EU, as you say, is the old school. They realize that incrementally they're getting exactly what they want. And the neocons are the new kids on
the
block.
They want all the power now.
They want the power now, and they're pushing it. And I'll tell you what. There is so much to consider about what is going on in the Middle East, and especially between the Israelis and the Arabs slash the Palestinians. A lot of things people don't realize is that Gaza is still in darkness. There are 1.4 million people in
Gaza.
Well,
Iraq is in darkness. Baghdad gets like 2 hours of light a day,
right,
but the green zone is bowling alleys and hair salons and topless bars.
People have no concept of the misery and of the fear and the degradation that's going on in Gaza, in southern Lebanon, in central Iraq right now. And all of this stuff is coming back, and it's going to be happening to the Israelis, and it's going to be coming back right here to Kalamazoo, Michigan, or to Fort Stockton, Texas, or wherever you are. We can't run from this stuff. And the only way we're going to stop it is if each and every one of us, that means the people listening to this, if we speak up and work for justice.
Well, the reasons for war, as Pat Buchanan said a few days ago on this broadcast on Monday, is the health of the state. This is the way the system consolidates power. Even people who know about the New World Order right now, if we're getting hit by nukes, obviously detonated by the New World Order, not by Iran, a lot of people will just primitively switch into groupthink, you know, the group mind, and go ahead and serve this system. So I think a large contingent of the New World Order, we know a large contingent of the global crime syndicate, wants this earth-shattering chain of events, this bone-shattering chain of events, to force people into line to accept the American Union, North American Union, the Pan-American Union, to accept the police state, to accept all of this.
Yeah, exactly. And they truly believe, going way back to May 1st, 1776, when Adam Weishaupt, power out of chaos, create the chaos, and then we take the power. And the eye of the storm, from their point of view, which is the economic, political, media, the culture, institutions that are controlled by these rascals, is that they are getting more power, at least from their point of view.
And as it's like a hurricane. They even
like
say
this. And it creates more and more and more power. And so the more they get, the more they want. But I'll tell you what, it's all based upon a cracked foundation, and it's up to each one of us to continue cracking that foundation.
Well, it's also based on good people being gullible by their propaganda and adding power into their system.
Yeah, and folks, either we live in a republic, which we have a constitution and we have a Bill of Rights, and that 10th bill in the Bill of Rights is limited government. Now, can the people of Austin, Texas take care of themselves? Of course they can. Can the people of Ann Arbor, Michigan take care of themselves? Of course they can. People all around this country and all around the world can take care of themselves.
And look what government does. Everything it does with the educational system, the media, everything, is to make us feel dependent, dumb us down, not give us the tools. Education is a great success in this country. It was designed, we have the official handbooks, to dumb you down. The drug war is a great success. More drugs, more people in prison, more control, more money in the banks being laundered.
In 1990, I believe there were 157,000 people in federal prisons in the United States, and today there are over 2 million people in prisons in this country.
And that's old numbers. It's actually 7 million in the system, 5 million behind bars, and you're right, over 2 million in federal.
Is there 10 times as much crime? No, there's not. Is that the absolute control by Wackenhut in these private prisons?
Which are financed by big banks that we know are laundering drug money. Again, the drug dealers bring the drugs in, and then your kids use it, and they put you in private prisons owned by the drug dealers.
And 67% of the people in prisons right now are nonviolent offenders. We're spending $64,000 a year per person to take care of these people. This is insanity, folks. $5 billion a year just for federal people going to these private prisons, and then they're using these people as slave labor. This is just the fact.
Well, all the studies, all the statistics show they take these 67% that are nonviolent, and I'm told that number just grew to 69 this year. We're getting now 2005 numbers a year late. That you take them, and statistically, though, a larger portion then comes out violent because it's like you're going to college. We caught you with some marijuana. You're going to go spend a year in the pen, and you're going to come back with AIDS or hepatitis C, and you're going to come out with tats all over you, and you're going to come out and you're going to learn how to rob.
Well, fortunately, I haven't had many friends who've ever spent any time in the big house. I've known a few people, and a couple people just got out a couple years ago for drug offenses. And the stories that they told me, and even though they were in the supposedly the safe prisons, the stories they told me were unbelievably violent.
Well, listen, we've had four prisons within 30 miles of Austin shut down, and you'll see one little blurb in the paper that the guards were making porno videos and raping the women. And it's just, you know, boom, it's just in the paper once, and so this prison system's losing their contract and someone new's coming in. These are hell pits.
Yeah, and it is the destruction of our race, of our culture. If we treat people like animals, they're going to act like animals.
Now, the human species is being turned into animals.
Yes.
And, of course, they know what they're doing. Again, we have the same crime rate, roughly, that we had 20 years ago, but we have completely dwarfed. I mean, something like 10 times the number of people we have in prison 20 years ago. And I remember a state police officer, one time I was talking to him, and I said, you know, we're doubling the amount of people in prison every 5 years. And he said, good, more people need to be in there. And I said, but wait a minute, countries where they don't have as many people in prison have lower crime rates. I mean, again, the prisons create more crime.
You know, and I used to help run the Austin Police Department, and I am, you know, y'all don't know me, most of you, but I am pro-cop. At least I used to be pro-cop. I'd be down in the cop shop, you know, two or three nights a week. I'd ride with the police. I helped them out. And we used to have peace officers. And if you look at Alex, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Alex is soft liberal. He ain't any bit. He believes in justice. He believes in the police department when they're doing their job. He is not soft on crime, I guarantee you. And the point is that we are pointing out factual information that is not good for our country. This is not because we have soft
well, look
hearts.
At it. It doesn't matter. The more funding you get for education, the dumber we get. The bigger the war on terror gets, the more liberties we lose, the more terror. The bigger the war on drugs gets, the more drugs we have. What, last numbers I saw was triple the heroin, double the cocaine.
Yeah, you know, for example, an article today in the American Statesman, the SAT scores dropped the most significantly in the last 31 years. Since 1965, SAT scores have gone down 98% of the time.
The United States was number one in test scores, in the amount of money people were making. At every level, at every indicator, every indices, we were number one. Folks, we are 20, 30, 50. In every case, we're behind every industrialized country and behind a bunch of third world countries. This was done scientifically.
Yeah, and Project 2000 is coming in to teach the median, not to raise the bar. Just like Alex has raised the bar with TerrorStorm, is that we need to be raising the bar for our children and teaching the basics, getting them to be able to think, to learn values, to have ethics, to go back to the basics. And instead, since the government stepped in, this is just a fact, quality of education that can be proven has gone down year after year after year. Folks, this is your money. This is our children. This is our country. We have to say no. And for example, one of the biggest problems in the school board elections around the country, the average percentage of registered voters who vote in school board elections is 6%.
That's right. Local elections average is 8%. That's where it really matters, but you get 55-60% in a stage presidential election because the media tells you that's what's important.
Exactly. And we have, number one, we have to take care of ourselves physically and emotionally. Number two is that we have to get objective information about what's going on. We don't have to exaggerate or anything like that. Number three, we have to increase our numbers. And number four,
Yeah, I disagree with you earlier when you said 2.5-5% are awake. We have Gannett News Service polls. We have Zogby polls where between 36% and 40%+ believe it's an inside job. 68% believing there's a cover-up, George.
Yeah.
And I do interviews all over the country, even on shows where I'm being attacked by the host, 9-1, 10-1, 20-1, depending on the show. The callers call in agreeing with me. They're coherent. I think we've woke up.
I agree with you. What we're talking about is where we set the level.
You mean 5% that really are ready to take action?
People are ready to take action. And as you've heard before, when the American Revolution started, there was only about 5% of the colonists who were ready to rock and roll and to work for freedom. And during the whole war, there were always more Tories than there were colonists who were working for independence. We don't have to have a majority. What we have to do is be right and be full in our hearts and do what is right for this country and
people
for
were
families.
Really tough back then, though. They knew life was short and they were pretty rough.
Yeah,
I wish we had people like that today.
Yeah, they worked out in the fields and they saw the seasons and they were outside and they said their prayers and you know, our country and our culture has become so soft. I am really saddened by what my tribe has done. I mean, we have the greatest, wealthiest country in the whole world, and what have we done? You know, there's an old saying, to those who have been given much, much is to be expected. And all of us...
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, and all of us have been given so much just to be born in this country with these opportunities.
We're 4% of the population. We had half the world's wealth. Folks... We're blessed, and now they're getting all rid of it, flooding us with third world.
Yeah, and we are not saying, Alex and I are not saying, that we're better than anybody else. What we're saying is that we should take care of ourselves, of our community, of our states, and of our country, and then our world. We're not in a race with others. We're here to make our lives, our country, a better place.
Well, the New World Order is using third world populations to break down our sovereignty and destroy this country for the North American Union, and they're doing a darn good job of it. And when the illegals get here, they fill them full of hate of this country to the point of, all over the nation, the illegal aliens are pulling down American flags and putting up Mexican flags at city halls, and the government sits there and cheers them on.
Yeah, this is just the most amazing thing in the world. We have U.S. troops stationed in minimally 115 countries. We have spent more on our military than all the other countries combined, and we have 4,000 miles of open borders, and we have at the minimum of 15 million undocumented workers in this country right now. This is insanity.
And they're running around screaming, we're taking over, we're going to kill you. And when I say that, folks, the UT head of Chicano Studies in Arlington says all whites must be killed.
Yeah, and I want to say is that most of the undocumented I know are not bad. They're good people.
But the people the government funds,
exactly.
And the leaders are, you know.
Exactly. And so we have to be very careful to separate and give love to these people, but stand up for our own country.
Well, exactly. No, I mean, that's what we're saying. The government goes and finds the worst.
Right.
And puts them in, tries to put them in command. And you know, we're sitting here going, you're saying you're going to kill us. Look, it's going to elicit a response. I mean, you know,
yep.
I mean, I'm sorry. You come for me and my family, you're going to unleash the beast, and you're not going to like what happens. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Been babbling like a tree full of monkeys here. We're going to open the phones up now in this segment and continuing just straight through till about 30 after bottom of the next hour. Then I'm going to get into a whole bunch of other vital news and information. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's talk to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen. I worked in the Buchanan office in Chicago on Michigan Avenue in 1992.
So I guess that was really 92. That was 92 when I met George. It wasn't 96. That's right. I get all this mixed up. Go ahead. So I've known you for longer. How many years is that?
14 years.
14 years. Okay.
Well, gentlemen, are you familiar with the Chicago Tribune article 816 ad pitch for Israel aimed at Christians, subtitled Evangelicals Provide Deep Well of Support?
Well, yeah, what's happened is the government's come in, and now with faith-based initiative, they haven't just licensed the churches, which is against the First Amendment. Now they are telling them what they can and can't say, and Israel is really paying off many of the evangelical Christians who now are making it a religious tenet to support Israel when Christian proselytizing is illegal in Israel. And again, I'm not against Israel, folks. As George said, a lot of the folks over there, you know, don't like what's happening. The point is, this is out of control. George?
Well, yeah, I have several. Most of us have friends who are born-again Christians, and I have some very, very dear family members who live right in the shadow of Chicago over in Michigan who are born-again. And I'll tell you what, the stuff that they come up with, they are more pro-Israel than they are pro-America. It's just amazing. And they get this garbage from their church. And I'm going, what are you thinking
but
about?
But it's not even really pro-Israel. It's pro the crooks that run Israel.
Exactly. It's pro what I call political Zionist. It is against every facet of what Jesus taught. It's against what good Jewish people believe in. It's anti-American. And I'm going, where do you get this?
Well, it's really just neo-colonialism or imperialism. It's very aggressive.
Yeah, and the point is that this stuff wouldn't be happening if the born-again movement wasn't so strongly mind-controlled by the New World Order.
Well, they're really born again. They'd have discernment. Thank you for the call, Steve. Brian in Kansas City, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm 24, and while I was in high school, I had a high school teacher, history teacher, who actually woke me up. He teaches in his class about the New World Order, teaches about false flag terrorism, and actually every year we take, even I do this today, take a group of high school kids down to Dallas to research the JFK.
Fantastic. I was just there over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, with Jim Mars comes, a bunch of witnesses who was there that day and, you know, teach the high school kids. And, you know, I just thought that was really interesting and, you know, I still partner with him. We're trying to get something together in December with Jim Mars for in something in Kansas City. So
good, fantastic. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Sean Glazier. I am going to be on Non-Random Thoughts with Jane Spencer tomorrow for his second hour from 12 to 1. And
so that's great. I appreciate your call. Listen, this is not a forum for just plugging and then, you know, plugging. I mean, I support Fetzer and all the things he does, but you really can't expect me to sit there and it's pretty obnoxious try to plug radio shows that are on at the same time as mine. So I appreciate your call. We're going to break and come back with the next hour, and I'd like to give first-time callers a chance to get on board. I'm not saying you can't call if you routinely call, but if you haven't called in a while and never had a chance to get on board, we're going to have a huge blitz of your phone calls coming up at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, and then we have George's site, which is FearLove.com. It's all coming up after this quick break. The third hour, a ton of news as well. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.